Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. And thanks for listening. We've been talking about cholesterol, certainly, and we gave the phone number out just before we went to commercial.
And that was to win a free fish oil, two free fish oils we're giving out.
Yep, the first two callers.
By Renew Life.
And if you didn't get that number, here it is again. It is 727-754-2900.
That's 727-754-2900.
And give us a call. The first two callers will win a Renew Life fish oil.
And again, that goes to a back line, so don't worry about being on the air.
Maybe some people want to be on the air.
Well, then they'll ask. And we'll see if we have time to fit them in.
So we were talking about some things that people will come in. You know, we get people in the store all the time asking about, well, I have high cholesterol. What do I take? And I mentioned about niacin and how great it is, but you got to make sure you're taking the right amount of it. Red yeast rice is another thing that people will find interest in. Now, red yeast rice normally contains a very natural forming chemical that is similar to a statin, okay, in the result that it will give as far as lowering cholesterol levels. Unfortunately, the FDA over a decade ago told us to take all of that out of the red yeast rice. They made it illegal because they considered it a drug. So it still contains very small amounts, and it also contains other chemical constituents that also have been shown to lower cholesterol. So it's still effective. But what I find very interesting is that the government stepped in. Here we have this wonderful natural product, you know, from the earth.
That
so
will
to
lower
speak,
your cholesterol.
That will work as a natural medicine, and, you know, it gets dubbed a drug and, you know, gets squashed there.
But again, still has good effects.
It
it's
does,
just a question
but you
of
need,
dosage.
Right. You need a little bit more of it because of that. That's, I guess, one of the points I was trying to make. You need about 1,200 to 24 milligrams a day for it to start to be effective. So red yeast rice can still be effective, even though they've done that, but you just need to take a little bit more of it.
And again, these are for people who are not necessarily already on a medication by their physician. And if you are on a medication to lower your cholesterol from your physician, you should speak to your physician before introducing these
items. Right, you don't want it to go too low.
Too low, right. So,
because
yeah.
that's a big issue just in
right.
itself.
But I do know many integrative medical doctors that will use both at the same time.
So. Yes, they will. They will.
And not out of the question.
There's also a product out there called citronol, which is actually a patented formula derived from citrus and palm fruit extracts. Okay, and citronol has been shown to decrease the production of what's called APO protein B. And that's actually used to make LDL. So I asked the question earlier, well, why does our body, or how can we stop our body from making more of that LDL, the harmful?
Right, which is the bad stuff,
the harmful
bad cholesterol.
Right. And this is one of the ways you interrupt that process of that your body actually makes those low-density lipoproteins. So it's been shown to have very significant lowering effects on the LDL. And that's going to be at 300 milligrams a day. And you'll usually find a supplement that's about 150 milligrams a day. So you'll take two of those a day. So that's not bad at all. So it's been shown very, very helpful in studies, actually, for that. Now, fiber. You know, we talk about fiber a lot, and there's so many benefits to fiber. And one of the things that a lot of physicians, even just conventional physicians, will recommend when you have high cholesterol is fiber.
Increasing fiber.
And the reason that they want to do that is because your liver, when there is excess cholesterol, tries to get rid of it through the bowel elimination. Well, if you don't have enough fiber in your intestinal system, it can get reabsorbed through the intestinal wall and go back to the liver and start like a cycle. So your liver's making more, thinking it's getting rid of some used cholesterol, but you're recirculating it and you can get a high level that way. So fiber is very absorbing. It will help get that out.
But which type of fiber? You see,
yeah,
I've been paying attention.
Which type of fiber? You have. Amazing. So, you know, most fiber that will help with cholesterol is very absorbing. Like acacia fiber is very good
soluble.
For that. Right.
Soluble
the soluble fiber that soaks up. So that's going to help soak up that cholesterol, excess estrogen, other hormones that the liver is getting rid of in the intestinal tract, and hopefully get them totally out of the body. That's the point.
And I do like the soluble fiber because it doesn't turn into a big blob in water. You can sprinkle it in water, put it on things, and it doesn't really...
Yeah, and it's like acacia fiber is tasteless.
Yeah, it's just right in there.
And yeah, it's not... It. You don't have to stir it and drink it at the same time, otherwise you'll never get it down.
Yeah.
So have you ever done one of those fiber tests where you take the different types of fiber and you stick a spoon in it?
Oh, and the...
And like within a couple minutes, the spoon is like stuck within the fiber... type of
insoluble fiber.
Right. The psyllium fiber can do that because it is so absorbing, you know, which psyllium has its place. It can be good for some people. Some people, it, you know, gives them a lot of gas and distress and they'll be like, no, I don't want to do fiber.
But the soluble fiber, the acacia is great.
Yeah. Acacia is very, very easy to use. Garlic is also very helpful. Garlic lowers total cholesterol and the triglycerides and the LDL. So it will not raise your HDL, garlic, but it helps lower the total cholesterol and the triglycerides, of course, in the LDL. When you lower triglycerides, you lower that LDL production as well.
And I highly recommend a supplement. I mean, you can put it in your food, and that's great, but the amount that you would need in your food would be just outrageous for the amount that you need to work on your blood. And I find that it's much better in a capsule form when it's concentrated.
Sure.
And it doesn't burp up and give you that garlic taste, which is really good.
Yeah, because with raw garlic, I mean, I love raw garlic. I use a lot of garlic in cooking, but...
You'd lose a lot of friends if you took enough garlic to be therapeutic, I would say. So.
And that's the thing. Garlic is actually what's called dose dependent. So you get better results for the more you take. So
that's why you want it in capsule form.
That's
exactly
why you want
it. One that's concentrated, but you want
it
in one that doesn't have that garlic smell or taste.
Right, right. Now, certainly the other thing that has been very, very helpful is fish oils, you know, because actually taking more of the good fat in your body, you know, we used to, again, years ago, think that fat was really bad for us. And
you still see
fat-free
in the supermarkets and a lot of things, which is not the main culprit.
No, it's not anymore. It's not the culprit. Again, going back to what I said earlier, it's the carbohydrates is the culprit. So you want to get rid of that bread and pasta and cakes and cookies and all of that and include more of the fish oils, the good omega fats in your diet. One of the things that they've been highly touted for is lowering triglycerides, lowering LDL levels, but at the same time, they raise the HDL levels.
The fish oils. But in what amounts are we talking?
Well, you know, and this is where, again, some people may have been taking fish oils and they didn't get the results they needed. To get the results like this, if you do have cholesterol or cardiovascular issues, you really need about 3,000 milligrams of a concentrated omega. So you've got to look at that omega content when you're buying fish oils. And the one we gave away today certainly has like 1,000 milligrams of the omega per capsule so that you only have to take 3 of those. Some of them you may look at only have 300 milligrams of the omega and you'll have to take 10 of those a day. I don't want to take 10. So it's important to look at that concentration of the fish oil when you're buying fish oil. So that's very good to include that in your diet. And of course, you know, changing your diet, like I said, and eating more what we call more of that Mediterranean diet where you're eating, you know, fish and you're taking in the good fats and the avocado and the olive oil and the fish oils and eating lots of good fish and eating very good vegetables. Be careful of your fruits. Eat more of those tart type of fruits like your berries and maybe a Granny Smith apple and stay away from the real sweet, sweet fruits. And don't forget, if you didn't get that phone number, we're giving away the fish oils from Renew Life today. And the phone number to call is 727-754-2900. Give the store a call. The first two callers win that fish oil. So hopefully you may have been one of the winners. So our store again is at the corner of Alderman Road and Alt 19 in Palm Harbor. You can also get on to gulfcoastnutrition.com or call us and schedule your free tune-up. That's a service that we have where you bring in all your supplements and we'll take a look for you and do a quick evaluation.
And so, until next time, I'm Dr. V.
And I'm Brenda B.
And you've been listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition.